USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus continues to spread across the United States, many governors are issuing extremely strong orders as a response, hoping to slow the spread. 40 million Californians now ordered to just stay home. The governor there, Gavin Newsom, says they can take care of essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines, but that's about it. More developments now in this report from correspondent Robin Walensky.
A new warning from the State Department telling Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive. And Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Gnome has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Gnome to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Gnome's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestGnome.com.
As we've reported, Tulsi Gabbard, the Hawaii congresswoman, has ended her run for the Democratic presidential nomination. Yesterday, she announced she was endorsing Joe Biden. This morning, we hear New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is also endorsing Biden, Gillibrand calling him the best candidate to beat President Trump in November. Biden has a nearly 300-delegate lead now over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and is on track to be his party's nominee. Another inmate has died at a Mississippi prison facility, and it brings the number of people who have died in state prisons there since December 29th to 28. According to the Mississippi Department of Corrections, a 61-year-old man died in a hospital at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman on Thursday morning. Foul play is not suspected in the inmate's death, but the investigation continues into whether any of the recent deaths are related. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Spring is here and forecasters say warmer weather is on the way, but it will likely bring flooding to many parts of the country. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecast is predicting spring flooding will affect 23 states from the northern plains to the Gulf Coast. The worst flooding is expected in North and South Dakotas and Minnesota. Forecasters say about 1.2 million people live in areas that could see major flooding this year. Some drivers are getting sticker shock at the pump in a good way. For instance, there's a station in Kentucky that's the first in the nation to drop gasoline prices to 99 cents a gallon. Experts say demand is plummeting because of the virus pandemic. In fact, oil prices just fell to their lowest level since 2002, and GasBuddy.com shows at least 16 other states have dipped below $1.50 as their average regular gas price. A Missouri woman gave birth this week in a toilet paper aisle at a Walmart store where she was shopping at the time. The manager of the store in Springfield, Missouri, says the woman warned people working in the store that her last child came in just 30 minutes, and she went into labor when her water broke in front of the shelves of toilet paper. Another shopper telling the manager she was a labor and delivery nurse, so she just pulled some gloves from her back pocket and took things over, and mother and baby are fine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.